All right, then. So that just about does it for me for tonight. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you ever so much for taking the time to tune in. In programming notes, don't forget, next week, it'll be a visit from our man from Manchester, Armitage Shanks. We'll be behind the microphone here on Drastic Plastic and following us on the program. Of course, do stick around. It is Dead End Doug and the Captain Graham for the 27th Hour of Horror, all of it on CKUT. We'll see you again next time.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. Where all Filipinos are Filipino enough.
Hello, Kapwa, and welcome back to Tita Talks, the podcast to inspire thoughtful action, live on Radio Kapwa. Recording today from Tulum, Mexico, which is where I'll be for the next little bit here. And on today's episode, we are kind of continuing the laid-off chronicles. We started talking about it in the episode before this, about untethering my identity from my career, and how that kind of lays the groundwork for what we're getting into today. So through this time, you know, it's end of January. I think we're all in kind of this slower moving season, which I love. And if I could name the season that I'm currently in and this season of unemployment and being laid off, I would certainly call it a soft and unhurried season. So in today's episode, we are going to kind of build off the last episode on kind of unemployment and being laid off and being okay with it. And I'm going to share some of the reflection questions, activities, things I've been up to kind of since I left Winnipeg after the holidays and landed in Tulum, what that rest practice has looked like, some of the challenges around it, and some reflection questions for us to kind of sit with and maybe help us to ease into this kind of cold wintry season of, again, what I like to call a soft and unhurried season. So I am no stranger to having periods of unemployment, and this is the first time I've been laid off, but I have certainly quit jobs without a solid plan in place. That's very 2020, start of the pandemic, when I lost my mind. I think we did actually already cover that in an episode. I've been fired from jobs, and the feeling is always, the way I can describe it is kind of, it feels like my legs are chopped off. Like, I am still functioning all the way up here. This top half is still doing stuff, has to do things, has to show up in my life, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't have legs to move myself in a certain direction. I feel a little bit stuck, a little bit frozen. And because I've had some experience in this in the past, in having a lot of free space, going into this season now of unemployment, I was very mindful of being intentional with the time. So when I got laid off, it was kind of a crazy time. Like, I was in Miami when it happened. I had about a week or so before I was heading back to Winnipeg. I just took that week off work because I was angry and I just sat at the beach and cried for most of it. And then I returned back to Winnipeg where things were kind of go, go, go. I was, you know, catching up with family, catching up with friends, and it's, you know, Christmas holidays, lots to do and events, things like that. So it was kind of a whirlwind 3 weeks in Winnipeg, which, you know, I'm not complaining about. I really love my time in Winnipeg and being away from Winnipeg, my hometown, so much. The time is so sweet. Like, I got to spend some really quality time with my family and friends. And yeah, when you only have 3 weeks, you really make the most of it. And I have to say that that's probably one of the biggest gifts of getting laid off, was that just undivided quality time with my friends and family. Like, I got to go out with my mom during the day and run errands, which is probably my mom's favorite thing to do, is like just go run errands. Like, we went to the mall, we went for lunch, we went to the doctor's office. Like, we just literally did errands. And I love just doing life with the people that I love, because it's in these little mundane activities where, I don't know, you just feel close and you feel at home doing those things. So it was a real gift, actually, to be able to spend those 3 weeks without having to think about work at all. But the point I was trying to make here, I'm not a stranger to unemployment or times of unemployment, free space. So I wanted to be very intentional with it. So coming out of that busy 3 weeks and into this season, and actually one of the things that I'm thinking about now is when I was in Winnipeg and kind of reporting this news back to the people in my life, my mom, my good friends, that kind of thing. The feedback that came back to me on like, oh, so here's this life of a...
Thank you. a shootout with the police. They left three people dead. On the news they said Ellen took a slug in the head. And the New York Post had a photo up close. That might have been a body. And it might have been a ghost from the car. It's a crack in the universe.
get anyway, no matter what you say, so shut up. This is called These Boots Are Made for Walking.
I hear nothing. Are we on the air?
I also hear nothing. Hello. We should be on the air.
Hello, radio listeners.
Why? Oh, I know why we don't hear anything. The radio can hear us.
Chaos.
But we can't hear ourselves.
Chaos is ensuing.
Let me just quickly fix that before...
Broadcasting. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM, it's the 27th hour.
Yeah, you can hear us. I knew it.
Here we are.
Yeah.
You can hear us too now, too. Also.
Tune out two.
Both of us. That's
two. Tune out two. We've had, oh my God, have we had technical problems.
What an adventure, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been too much technical problems for two guys to handle this late on a Monday. But we've got it working now.
It's especially hard when one of those guys has no idea what the other one is doing.
I hope you can hear this at home, actually, is that... I'm in one ear, Graham's in the other.
Hello.
Maybe we should leave it like this.
It's a stereo show.
It's a, yeah, we've taken a side.
Yeah. It's more podcasty this way, maybe?
I'll be representing the left, and Graham will be representing the right. Welcome to Crossfire.
I will be correct all the time.
Yeah. What did we just listen to?
A bunch of stuff. It was hard to say, really, because it was kind of all over the place.
No, just in the end, we listened to your set. There was some craziness. And yeah, then, yeah.
Just before now, we heard Gang War, which was Brother Wayne Kramer and Johnny Thunders doing their rendition of These Boots Were Made for Walking live at Max's Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then we heard, before that was The Clash with Jail Guitar Doors, which was the name that is the name that Kramer gave to his organization that helps incarcerated persons rehabilitate through music.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool organization. Jail Guitar Doors, look them up. And okay. Prior to that, it was Dominant Culture Shock with Ode to Happiness, which name checks the MC5 in there. Hello?
Okay, my God. I'm having problems with my headphones, and I thought you'd just gone off the air, but it was really just my headphones.
And that's it. Click. Good night.
Okay.
So we're paying tribute to the late, great Wayne Kramer tonight here on the show.
That's right, who we had a chance to see thanks to the 27th Hour of Chaos Horde Disorder here in Montreal.
Indeed.
We got tickets, and we gave away tickets, too, for that show.
Mm-hmm. We tried to meet Mr. Kramer as well through our, you know, connections.
Yeah, but, several times, but nothing.
It didn't materialize, which was too bad. But that show, the MC50 show, was transcendent for me. I was on the verge of tears a few times. Like,
it was pretty very emotional. It was a great show, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Highlight of concert going experiences for me.
Yeah. Personally. And it may sound silly, but one of the things that really stuck with me was watching Wayne rocking out on stage, and then he would do this like little spin around while he was playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm. And waggle his bum.
Yeah, really enjoyed that.
It was very endearing.
The slow spin was respect to Wayne. He's been rocking for a long time.
That's right. No, it was great. Anyway, it was pretty sad. Pancreatic cancer, I think, can take you very quickly.
Mm.
So, it's very sad. However, there's cool stories about... one of my favorite things about Wayne Kramer is he's a co-composer of Starship.
Ah.
The song at the very end of Kick Out the Jams. And Mike Kelly, the late American artist, once wrote that his desire when he died would be to have his ashes thrown into the Grand Canyon while Starship from Kick Out the Jams is played at top volume as he's being sent off into eternity.
That sounds awesome. I should write something like that in my will. What am I doing with my life?
So that's the power that Wayne Kramer wielded with his brothers in the MC5.
Hmm.
You know?
And without further ado, what are we going to hear now?
You tell me. Are you got stuff, or you want to play?
No, we're going to do set. We're going to do set one now.
Well, this is going to be.
That was clear.
If you've never heard the original "Kick Out the Jams," this is how it starts.
Here it comes.
Here's "Kick Out the Jams." Let's testify here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The MC5! Shelter and companion. Order is my attitude. Beauty and perfection are my attack.
for listening.
You're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, where we have just a loud buzz in the background.
Yeah. Buzzing.
This has all been to tribute to Wayne Kramer, who passed away very recently. What was it? When did he pass away?
Friday, I think. The 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace, Wayne.
Yeah.
What are we going to listen to next? That was the MC5 section.
Yeah.
What do you have in your third set?
It's just one song.
The whole third set is one song?
Yeah. It's a slow from the LLMF album from 98.
I'm going to play, I think, 3 tracks. Do we have time? Hopefully. Yeah, we should have time. And this first one is kind of a strange one.
Okay.
It's off of a compilation in favor of legalizing weed.
Excellent.
So, enjoy if you're a viper.
Legalize It.
By Wayne Kramer.
Let's hear it from. Open your fucking mouth. Let's hear it from.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you're still listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's the 27th hour of Chaos Orange, sorry.
And this is the Captain and Ed and Doug with you, as always.
And it's Monday night.
It's our first live show together of 2024, also.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm happy that that's happening, because
January was kind of a shit show.
It's been hard. It's let's be real here. This thing's wintertime.
Boy.
And we don't even have to go down to the station anymore.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, we live a block away from each other.
Yeah. As well.
That's How's a good that point, weather? Actually.
Yeah, this is something I've started doing again recently, and doing the weather, which I think is important. Cause
what's the time? At 11:51, the weather in Montreal is?
Is negative 4 degrees Celsius.
But what's it feel like?
102.3 kilopascals.
102? Oh.
Tendency rising. Conditions clear. The dew point is a negative 11.2, and the wind chill is negative 11, with the wind out of the northeast at 23 kilometers an hour. Tuesday, sunny, wind up to 15 kilometers an hour, high minus 3, wind chill minus 14 in the morning and minus 7 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a warm February. Don't let that freak you out. It's not going to be that cold. It's like minus 3, so
yeah,
keep that in mind.
Feels chilly, though. Hey, I had some wildlife news from my backyard this month.
Oh, yeah?
My neighbor's backyard was visited 3 times by a Cooper's hawk, absolutely just destroying a pigeon each time in a different spot in their backyard. Feathers everywhere.
A Cooper's hawk?
A hawk, yeah. 3 times.
That's interesting, because I've heard of the city apparently breeds falcons to do exactly that.
Yeah, this is a pretty big bird. This was with a very distinctive tail and
yeah,
quite something.
So the falcons are not alone.
What does it mean?
I've often seen like ripped off pieces of pigeon wing and stuff in the road.
Yeah, I currently have a pair of pigeon wings that was left in my backyard.
Graham's wearing them right now.
But yeah,
he's flying home.
Yeah, Tamvir's yard is going to be an absolute
watch out for that
charnel
hawk.
House in the spring.
Yeah.
Blah. Anyways, that was your update, the wildlife update from Park X.
Thank you for that. And who knows? The hawks are out there, so keep your pet pigeons in their cages.
That's right.
As somebody that owns small dogs, though.
Hmm.
You know, I take that into consideration when I see big birds around.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we leave off? Wednesday, sunny, high minus 4. Night, clear, low minus 2. Thursday, mix of sun and cloud, high minus 1. Cloudy periods, night, low minus 2. And then we're getting into the cloudy with 60% chance of showers.
What? Rain?
Yes. Wow. In February.
Well.
Cloudy with 70% chance of showers Saturday, high plus 5, just the weekend you wanted, and then a mix of sun and cloud with negative 2. So,
how about that?
Skating.
We'll hold you to it, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Skating?
It's all you can do, because there's not going to be any snow. Everything's going to be ice.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, enjoy it while you can. Now we got to play this song, or else we're going to run out of time.
Let's do it. Here's Wayne Kramer live off his LLMF album from 98 on Epitaph. And this is Something Broken in the Promised Land. It's a slow to end the show.
Epitaph.
Thanks for listening.
Some motherfucker is pissing on my in the promised land. And the poor get crazy in the promised land. And the vision fails in the promised land. And they're building jails out here in the promised land. It's a busted deal here in the promised land. And the shit is real here in the promised land. And my Chevy died here in the promised land.
Time on my hand. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly driving me insane. Boy, I'm going down. I'm going down. 'Cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down. Sleep don't come easy. Why'd you have to say